This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Live off the record, Lift Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marcos Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Mons Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can call us on 325-4259 as well. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. If you want to text us, the numbers are 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Prime Minister Davis says that elections are going to be soon. Soon, he says. Some people say in a matter of days, some say in a matter of weeks. I believe him. I believe him when he says it's going to be soon. And I've been saying this to y'all for a while, that I believe election is going to be in May. I thought if it wasn't in March, then it would definitely be in May. Now, mind you, it could be the end of April, but I don't think we go beyond May and not have had an election call. Therefore, things are going to ramp up even more. Every word uttered, everything done, every gesture made, every action taken is going to be more intensely focused against the backdrop of an upcoming general election and likely have to do with an upcoming general election. It is no wonder then that if you take a eminent, esteemed, a celebrated, legendary personality like a Janet Bostwick, first woman elected to the House of Assembly. Just a giant of a political leader and personality in the Bahamas on her own, but as a woman, just one of those pioneering women in the realm of politics, highly regarded, highly respected, an F&M to the core. Her contributions to and legend in Free National Movement is unquestioned. And so when you have a Janet Bostwick saying that the F&M has a good chance of winning, that doesn't become the lead story. That's not the headline. But she said that. But she also indicated that there are a small faction that have gone outside the party and created a sense of disunity. The small faction and the lead story and the headline. She also indicated that even without them, even in the face of that, that the party is a force going forward. That ain't the lead story. That's not the headline. The headline is the FNM needs to unite. What does that mean? The FNM needs to unite. What does that mean? If you have a small faction that has decided to who would they do? The headline story on the web is FNM facing an uphill fight. Not the FNM has a good chance of winning. That's not the lead story. Out of all the comments made by Janet Boswick, you know what was selling? What the thing is? FNM facing an uphill fight. You know why? You know why? Because negativity sells. That's why. Like people who know media knows the positivity, unless you got something phenomenally positive, it doesn't sell. Like if you had an investment actually in the ground and then started hiring 10,000 people and had taken on 3,000-4,000, oh, that'd be a headline. but if a Janet Boswick's words mean something, if her words mean something, why is FNM has a good chance of winning not equally as potent a story as FNM facing off the fight? Because in news media, very often negativity sells. You ever heard this expression? If it bleeds, it leads. All this, she said. FNM facing uphill, but FNM needs to unite. But FNM isn't the only one get caught up in this. You know, Prime Minister Brave Davis said on May 20 something last year, he said PLPs needed to unite or face defeat at the polls. And that was actually a caption used online. Bahamas PM Davis to PLPs, unite or risk losing 2026 election. Now why would the Prime Minister tell his folks they needed to unite if he didn't think there was a problem with them uniting? Would that make any sense? Like, you have no problems. You're all united, and I'm going to get up as Prime Minister facing an upcoming general election. I'm going to tell my people we need to unite or risk losing the general election. Deputy Prime Minister said the same thing. I heard him in my own ear. Said the same thing to the party at one of their events. Isn't that new? Nothing new for parties, organizations to have within their ranks groups that are dissatisfied, that might be in some ways not supportive of the choice for leadership because they may have had another choice. That's not new at all. Quite frankly, it isn't even news for anyone who knows the political landscape of any party over the course of their history. Right? We forget. Right? You think Sir Lyndon had a totally united party? Well, then explain to me what the dissident eight is. Explain to me how, and this was in the new days, in the new days of the party, when Cecil Wallace Whitfield and others left the PLP, formed Free PLP, and then eventually became the FNM. What's new? And since that time, The PLP faced additional manifestations of people dissatisfied and even leaving or being kicked out of the party, i.e. Barry Gladstone Christie, who would ultimately become leader of the party, become prime minister under that party. Hubert Alexander Ingram, who would eventually be kicked out of the party and then become leader of the FNM and then go on to become prime minister of the Bahamas. And I could name you the see, first of all, let me tell you something, right? I had a close seat to the halls of power in the PLP because of who my mother was. And my mother left the PLP and they told Sir Lyndon Pinman. Sir Lyndon Pinman said, this is the direct quote I'm told, not knowing. That's how she was regarded in the PLP. And so I knew all the little stuff that was going on with, and I could call some names, she called me, and who was facing what, and who was going to do in with what, and by whom, et cetera, et cetera. Woman and man. All on them. I could point them out to you right now today. Some are dead now. What's new? FNM? Who is a supporter of the FNM who knows a time the FNM did not have factions within its ranks? Anybody tell me that? You want me to name them and call them? Always had factions. Always had issues. Always did not the FNM break off one time and Henry Bostwick became leader of one faction and then others became leader of the other faction, and then they went into an election, lost the election, and they came back together after that. When Hubert Alexander Ingram was leader of the Free National Movement, I distinctly recall, this was the quote, "We want our party back." You know what they were saying? Ingram was an outsider coming in, disrupt everything, and "We want our party back." Now, what's new? Right? Political parties are dynamic living organizations. They're going to have issues, right? They're going to have factions. They're going to have people who leave. They're going to have people who maybe get kicked out. When do you become disunited if somebody decides to freak out and go out on their own, do their own thing, and they have a group of people with them? If you have thousands of supporters, a couple hundred of them, how you get disunited versus you have some rebellion in your ranks? What would make, for instance, the FNM united? What would make them united if talk the minutes came back and a few people who were there? I think what Dame Janet Bostwick said was in its totality absolutely correct. The FNM has a good chance of winning. That is true. It has an uphill battle. That's true. But who doesn't? The PLP has an uphill battle. Unless you are a foregone conclusion in an election in the Bahamas, you have an uphill battle. Hubert Alexander Ingram, when he won in 1992, had an uphill battle. Right? When the PLP won in 2002 against the Ingram-led FNM, they had an uphill battle. Like, the Bahamas doesn't have too often just runaway general elections. That's why even when it's done, most people are like, what, 30-something to 7? So it's not incorrect. It's just that, like, in the totality of what she said, Dame Janet is absolutely correct, but I just don't see how, you know. So anyway, I mean, I know why the headlines are what they are. You're selling papers, man. That's how it goes. You guys sell papers. You got have people, pay people so they come in and watch and read. So I understand. I'm just telling you, let's be real. Let's have some context. Let's have some perspective on how things work in the real world. Not in fantasy land, how do you work in the real world? And in the real world, if you have two people in an area, you can have some issues. Imagine if you have 10. Imagine if you have 1,000. Of course you can have some issues. You can't, and some people you can't rein in. No matter how wonderful your organization is, some people you can't rein in. And some people who now gives the perception of disunity created disunity. You know, I like people to remember. The Gilbert Alexander Ingram retired from politics. Hubert Minnis succeeded him. They went into a by-election in North Abaco. And I can tell you, I no lie, even in the midst of the by-election wasn't the kind of unity they needed. And then right after the by-election, when the FNM lost, you saw Hubert Minnis, the leader, new leader, who was aided and abetted in his ascendancy by a Hubert Ingram. He uttered, without reservation, the Ingram era is over. Now, why you need to say that? For a man who has been and meant so much to the Free National Movement's cause. That's what he said. We had a hurricane, major hurricane, two former prime ministers. Willing to help? Don't need y'all. What people don't remember is, prior to the 2012-17 election, when whether the FNM under the leadership of Hubert Minnis would win, Dr. Hubert Minnis, sorry, would win, FNMs had to prevail upon the leader of the Free National Movement, Dr. Hubert Minnis, to have Hubert Alexander Ingram speak at a rally because they believed that that would help get them over. And there are many people who believe to this day it got them over the hump. So there was no unity there. All I'm saying is, it ain't new. It ain't new. It's same old, quite frankly. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
We want pizza, we want Marcos.
Marcos has the best.
Go sauce cheese! 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 Go!
Order Marcos now. We win on taste.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The following is a paid political message.
She is a fighter. She is.
fighter.
That was a paid political message. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I really believe, like, context and perspective matters. We live in a world where you can get a simplistic view of things, or you can get the more nuanced or complex view of things. And more often than not, the more complex, which requires some work, is not something people are willing to pursue because it requires work. Perspective and context requires you to pull in that complexity, you know? If you're a Bible believer, as many Bahamians are, I will give you an example, an outstanding example of disunity. If you believe your Bible says there is a God who reigns over the universe, who made an angel called Lucifer, who was more beautiful than all the other angels. And in heaven, not in Baytown, not in Nassau, not in Freeport, not in New York, in heaven, this angel Lucifer looked at his maker and said, I think I could ascend to the throne of God. Was that unity? No, it was absolute disunity. And he and scores of other angels, we are told, got tossed out of heaven for their rebellion. In heaven. Well, if things like that has happened in heaven, what do we think is going to happen on earth with these frail and flawed, ego-driven, selfish human beings who can sometimes fail to see the bigger picture? So any political party in the Bahamas knows you have issues. You can have issues. You can have real issues from time to time. Y'all know how many people cross the floor? Didn't Minnis benefit from Raymond Wells? Wells, right? And Rollins crossing the floor, right? Was it them two? Sopalan and Miller. The PLP benefited from Miller crossing the floor. During the F&M tenure and under Ingram, Algernon Allen went out there. Tennyson Wells went out there. Pierre Puch went out there. I would dare say that the F&M is more known in its history for factionism and disunity if people going their own way or doing things against the party is what that is, than the PLP is known for. At least the PLP is tended to be more quiet, less out there in your face, you know? But F&Ms are not unwilling to voice and to display their displeasure with their own party or within their own party. Certainly not less so than PLP supporters would be. Right? And I live in the Bahamas, so people talk to me. Everybody talks to me. Lots of people talk to me. FNMs, PLBs, COIs, they talk to me. There's some PLBs, not happy. Not happy by their talk, not happy. There's some FNMs, not happy by their talks, not happy. There's some COIs, not happy, right? And so when I look at that and I go, well, yeah, I could point you to some families where people ain't happy, people ain't even together, not united. Those people can sometimes decide to do their own thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it don't help a situation that you want it, but it's free will. You get to choose, right? Anyway, so keep talking about it if you want. I understand. As we move along, I have no doubt that this and these kinds of things will continue to pop up as questions. But again, Dame Janet Boswick did not just say facing an uphill battle. She said many other things. She said some positive things in the same interview. You just ask yourself, if someone says FNM has a good chance to win, but faces an uphill journey, if you were telling the story, what would you say? What would you leave it? You know, DM say FNM have a good chance to win, you know. Or he facing an uphill battle. Or would you say FNM has a good chance to win, but face uphill battle as a headline? That would be a more fulsome reflection of the thoughts of Dean Janet. But you don't get to choose. So you get what you get. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lani, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
You already started. You turned your passion into income. Time to level up. The Tourism Development Corporation's calling entrepreneurs ages 18 to 35 to enter the Blue, Orange, and Green Economy Pitch Competition on March 30th. If you're building something connected to tourism, this is your opportunity. This is your chance. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more about the different economies, program eligibility, and apply by March 23rd.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Don't forget, tickets for the Far Back Friday event on Friday, March 27th, are on sale at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. So please go ahead and get your tickets before they run out. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, good day. Okay. How you doing, Chivago?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
Good, man. Good. I have a question. Someone trying to find out. It's been reported that the, it's non-related to what you were talking about, but it's been reported that the new president or leader of Iran, that he may be seriously either injured or dead, because nobody seems to be hearing from him, seeing him, or anything of that nature. Did you hear of anything reference to that?
Of reports of him having been injured in the attack that killed his
father? Being severely injured or dead, because I know some persons are saying it on the news.
No. I heard you the first time, and I'm telling you what I heard.
Right.
That I had heard that he had been injured. I didn't hear severely. I heard injured, and that
right.
was from the attack that killed his father. I also, though, saw a videotape of him having made an appearance in a group.
Okay.
Yeah so I saw that. I saw that myself.
Yeah, you know, because it's hard to pick out what is real from what ain't real, and you know. It's just amazing on how this part of the world we can be, you know, because everything we know comes from the West. So we don't really probably even know what's going on in the East, realistically. So, I just found it very interesting.
Well, the one thing is certain that is that the CIA and them know more things than you can shake a stick at. And if he was dead, that would get out.
Yeah, that would get out.
Okay?
I'm telling you. All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problems. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. You have another caller on the line? No? Okay. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. She is a very intelligent and insightful woman. Maybe she is aware of something that we are not, but this election is going to be hot. Just sorry the old guys who normally call the election have gone on, hopefully to a better place. Yeah, but why? But maybe she knows. She didn't say anything that requires us to wonder if there's some mystery behind what she knows. She said what she said. She said they have a good chance of winning, but it's an uphill journey. She said there's a small faction that has gone outside the party. So what's the mystery? There's no mystery. She wasn't coy. She wasn't speaking cryptically. So we know exactly what she said. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, good day, Shivago. How are you doing?
Right here, man. What's up?
Right here, man. You can hear me clear?
Very clear.
Making sure. All right, great. And good afternoon to the nation. Just wanted to make a comment or two on what you were discussing relating to Lady Janet Bostwick's comments. I didn't read the article, but in listening to you, I smiled profusely to myself because I recall when the campaign trail was heating up going into 2017 general elections. I recall one of the party insiders and trusted insiders uttered publicly on one of the other radio shows that the then leader of the FNM, let me just preface by saying, who would go on to win the elections of 2017, right? With a 35-seat victory, right? 2-4, right? But on the campaign trail, one of the trusted insiders of the FNM stated that he wasn't generating enough electricity to electrify a mosquito, right?
Yeah.
And boy, we're close to a wipeout. If that's the evidence of not generating enough electricity to electrify a mosquito, then I wouldn't want to see what the evidence looks like when you are generating electricity. And I say that to say this, Tobago, right? During that time, the afternoon, and I always repeat this, and primarily for persons to understand, you cannot look at the happenings from the opposition and let that be a judge as to where the elections are going. You cannot look at numbers at a mega rally where you have thousands of persons showing up for one side and even hundreds of persons showing up for the next side and use that as an indicator. We have so much historical relevance that we could point to that shows exactly the opposite. So you can't be fooled by those kinds of metrics. Pardon me?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I would query your analysis with the generating enough electricity to excite a mosquito, because it was less generation of electricity to excite a mosquito than the anger that had been fueled by the governing party to cause people to vote against it.
Chabago, as you
when that electricity was generated, Hubert Alexander Ingram made what many believe was a pivotal appearance at a rally that they believe turned the tide.
Do you remember which rally that was, Chabago?
It was a rally, but a couple of weeks before election.
Do you remember?
I remember it extremely well.
Where? Which location?
It was out there by the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center, the grounds there, where there's a rallies right there.
Well, let me also
behind the old Pan Am building.
Let me answer that, Chabago. I believe that it started before that one. I think that it started on Prince Charles.
Man, Anton, we those of us who were close to the situation ain't gonna see that one to you, man.
That's fine. But that's when
we were watching. Why you think? So I even ain't asking you what happened. You know, why you think they prevailed on Hubert Alexander? Prevailed on Minnis to let Hubert Alexander Ingram speak.
Chivago, when he wanted the stage at the Prince Charles rally, right? That you all were having, right? I was driving home from a PLP rally of sorts, right? And man, listen, he had me in stitches as a PLP supporter driving in my vehicle when I heard about it, some of the things. But let me also ask about only one Pinlin
and only one Ingram on planet Earth.
That's for sure. If you would also recall, not only did one of the FNM's insiders utter that statement about the then leader of the FNM, who was not the official opposition leader, I might add. He was stripped of that title going into the election. So he was far the political strength that he was at that time, right? Let me add that if you recall, the then opposition leader went into the election in Long Island, right? And even with the votes that she secured, right? Even if all of those votes she secured had gone to the PLP's candidate in Long Island, it still would not have been enough to give the PLP the seat. Let me finally end with this, Chivago. I recall explicitly a conversation that you and former senator and former chairman of the FNM, CPA, and an highly regarded person in the country, especially on the professional circuit, Darren Cash had, when you all analyze the FNM's manifesto, right? And on paper, you all acknowledge how weak the manifesto was being presented, right? And granted, that was true. And granted, the then leader of the
Anton, I'll give you a long while now, but the reality is, you and I both know, people were more angry with Mr. Christie than they were impressed with Dr. Minnis.
But Chivago,
was the election, and that has been many elections in the Bahamas.
All of that I've said comes to this one thing, Chivago. The elections are for the government of the Bahamas to lose. The elections are all, it all comes down to how the Bahamian people feel going into the elections when they put their hands in their pockets or when they look in their refrigerators. That's the bottom line. Thanks for the opportunity.
I got you. I got you, brother. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I've already got my tickets. Continue to advertise and promote the Fireback Friday until the day. Thank you. Well, thank you. I'm glad you got your ticket. Excellent. Yeah. Rest of y'all do the same. Do the same, they said, Mr. Lang. She should have just kept her comments to herself and inside the party. I know Antoine was coming to Reds. Shake me. His text says, unite? Man, what else is the FNM supposed to do at this juncture? This statement is old. What's the motive here? PLP also have an uphill battle, exactly. 100%. Said, thanks to you, but Ingram, that was with regard to Minnis. Said, Anton knows that. And I was there on SportsCenter, says this texter. Says, good afternoon, Brother Lang. Excellent show and topic as usual. I am a lifelong FNM, and we always had factions. Most of them voiced their opinions in public. In past, the FNM always overcame their issues and came together, which I hope happens this time. As the saying goes, one day in politics is a long time, and don't count the FNM out. I believe Pintard will be the next prime minister of the Bahamas, and only one way that will happen. Says, I am one of those that never felt Dr. Minnis as a leader. If Hubert Ingram didn't speak at the rally, the FNM would not have won, says that texter. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a break for news. After the news, we'll be back. Continue our conversation. We'll be back after the news. Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. If you are in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. I'll read some of your texts before I move on to something that says, good day, Lang. Did I tell you that from last year, it will be an election in May and the voters' registration is nearly 200,000 people voting this year? Well, I don't know that you told me that, because I don't know who this is. I know I've been saying it. And yes, 200,000 people are on the register, but that doesn't mean 200,000 people are going to vote. I hope the majority of people who are on the register go out to vote, but that doesn't mean because you're on the register, you're going to go to vote. It says, do you have any information regarding the details on the BPL Bahamas grid and pipe contract agreement? Sadly, we are in the dark about the details. Can you please provide the general public with key points of the agreement? Thank you. So let me tell you all something. I set out to read all those documents. By and large, a number of the agreements really reflect each other, especially ones for the Family Island solarizing scenario and what have you. But when you have a lot of things to do and you're trying to wade through that document, it is something to do so. And I think that there, you know, I've seen some work that others have done in writing about it and pointing out some things. But my fairest comment on it is that there's been an insufficient job done by the government to help people understand why those agreements represent advantages for them going forward. There have been general platitudes uttered about it, but not in the specifics. And quite frankly, I don't know that you will ever get that. I'm gonna try. I don't know. It's a lot. I mean, in my early, when it first came, I thought, okay, yeah, you could go down and get this done, but I don't know. I must confess to you. It's something. It's Texas. Hey, Lang, what do you think will be the biggest surprise of this general election? Is Rick Fox winning or Sabas losing? By far, Sabas losing, I think, would be a big surprise. I don't think Rick Fox winning. If you have a change election in which the FNM wins and a Rick Fox is carried into a victory like that, that won't be a huge surprise. But Sabas losing would be a huge surprise under any scenario. That'd be a surprise. Because there is a general view that his money cannot be overcome. That's a general view. But so I think that'd be a huge surprise. This says Renwood Wells and Andre Rollins. Yes, those were the two names I called. Renwood Wells, yeah. I thought. Yeah. No, I said Raymond Wright. Renwood Wells, sorry. It says, Lang, I listened to Beyond the Headlines show with Leslie Miller. He said Janet Boswick talking nonsense. Well, I didn't see any nonsense in what she said. I didn't see any nonsense in it. I just, you know. When you are a Janet Boswick, you know, at this point in your life, you say what you believe. It says, related to the leader of Iran, it doesn't matter if he is injured, severely injured, or dead. The Iranian power structure currently has the Strait of Hormuz at a standstill, so much so that President Trump sent out a call for help to the powerful nations of the world. I heard that. That was quite something, actually, to have him go asking NATO alliance people for help. But yeah, but they said it. Yeah, but bro, when y'all was going to make this attack, you ain't come to us. Boy, life is something else. Oh my God, life is something else. The world is round. The world is a round world. Bible says when you dig one ditch, dig two. What goes around comes around, old people used to say. My mommy used to say, boy, if you live long enough, Zhivago, you'll watch them come back to you the same way they left you. This text says, but why Antoine jump over to the results of the FNM convention? Why you jump over the results? It says, Brother Lang, the world is full of corruption and greed by betrayal. If one sow unto corruption, then you reap corruption. Simple as that. Also, Jehovah God Almighty word will be fulfilled, Selah. This text says, Mr. Lang, I don't think that Dr. Minnis will have any negative impact on the FNM. He has made his choice and the party has moved beyond him. You are quite right in reminding the public of his idiotic remarks that the Ingram era is over. Hubert Ingram is the man responsible for Minnis' political career. He's now crying sour grapes after making his dumb decision. Please chill out, doctor. His ex said, Brother Lang, Antoine want to steal your thunder and everyone else today. Says, who have to pay the old bill for BPL, the $500 million the Bahamian people have to pay that, or the new company who take over is Franklin Wilson, one of the owners of the new company? No, you got this entirely mixed up. BPL's liabilities fall to the government of the Bahamas that owns it. The government of the Bahamas still owns BPL and all of its legacy debt. All on them. That's who have to pay the bill. The government of the Bahamas and therefore ultimately you. Franklin Wilson is not the owner of, Sir Franklin Wilson is not the owner of any of these companies that have signed agreements with the government in terms of this recent thing. There are agreements that BPL has with companies of which Sir Franklin is either the chairman and the owner. That is for sure. And that's been the way for a long time, and not just now. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi.
Services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Young Bahamians, this one for you. If you're between 18 and 35 and you've ever had an idea to make money, to build something of your own, or to change your future, this is your chance. The Tourism Development Corporation is inviting you to step forward and be a part of the Blue, Orange, and Green Economy Pitch Competition. This is about turning your ideas into real opportunities. The Blue Economy, powered by our ocean. The Orange Economy, powered by culture and creativity. And the Green Economy, powered by sustainability and innovation. This ain't just a competition. This is access to training, exposure, funding, and access to the support you need to build something real. No matter where you're from, your idea matters. And we need young people like you to step up. You don't have to have everything figured out. You just need to start. Apply now. Step forward and build something that belongs to you. Visit tdcbahamas.com to apply.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I was busy talking, didn't even realize that the power dropped. Anyway, thankfully we're back. But as I was saying, so there's the performance craft of politics, which tends to get our attention more than anything else. You know, it's entertaining. It's, you know, it makes fun for fun talks. And we get caught up in it. And on these shows, we will talk about a lot of times the performance craft. But then there is the production value of politics. That is the pronouncements and performance measures that speak to the possibility of any political personality or faction actually delivering on results that in fact matter to the lives of the people in the country. Right? There is, for instance, in the track record of a political party in government, the personalities in government, there is within their track record, if properly analyzed, information and evidence of their capability. Okay? Now, you have to properly analyze it, because not every performance of a government can be rested on the head of a personality that was in the government, even though that personality has to assume some collective responsibility for what happened. And so it is fair game to say, well, you were in the government at that time and this didn't happen, and therefore your government and the one in which you were a participant failed. But it is also true that there are decisions made in government that are not your decision personally, in terms of where you might have done it, the emphasis you might have placed on it, and that kind of stuff. But there is, in as much as any personality or any party has served in government before, there is evidence in their track record as to their future possibility of performance. And the performance craft aside, looking at the production value possibilities, what I call PVP, looking at the production value possibilities, you can look at the track record of personalities and parties in government to get a sense of that PVP, production value possibility. That's one thing. There's also in the pronouncement of policies, of projects, of programs, if sufficiently analyzed, to also give some PVP information. Why? Because in the proposals, there are questions of relevance, meaning, is this something that the public should regard as useful to itself? There is the question of achievability. Is this something that is achievable? Someone comes to you and tells you they are going to get rid of the Bahamas' national debt within 2 years. Most analysts will tell you that is not achievable, that the probability of such a thing happening is so remote as to make the promise almost nonsense. Okay? So achievability has to matter. Relevant, achievable, is the promise backed by information about the hows, right? Makes it robust, meaning because there is sufficient explanation as to how you propose to do things, something, I am able to get a better sense of its achievability and therefore make a better judgment on whether this is something relevant as it is that I would want to vote for. And then there's the question of measurability. If this thing is achieved, can I measure it? If somebody tells me, I promise to give you excellence in government, how do you measure that? What the metrics will be? If someone says that we promise to get unemployment down to below 5% in 5 years, I can measure that because I can wait for the reports from the Bahamas National Statistical Institute and then see what they say. So measurability of performance of a promise is something that I can get behind as I ponder who I might vote for. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you.
Great, Chief. Okay, I have a question for you, right? But I want to propose on the show, right, because it actually goes by everything that you mentioned just now. Promise, measurability, reliance, achievability, backed by information, and how it's achievable. I'm going to bring up the topic right now of the super ridiculous raising of oil prices. How is the government going to promise that, the measurability of that, the reliance of that, and the achievability? Because whoever is in government in July or August, right, the public is going to actually blame them for the raising and hikes in gas and oil prices. Because, you know, oil prices raise, and that measures by everything. The boats, the shipping company, which means that the food prices are going to go up, everything literally is going to go up because of the ridiculous price in the raising of prices in oil. Energy prices is going up, which means that the electricity bill is going to go up. So how is the government in power at that point in time going to achieve all those goals? The promise, the measurability, the relevance, the achievability, and how is it and achievability?
Well, the government doesn't have significant control over oil prices. So it can't hedge and BPI. But in public policy, when you see things beyond your control, what you have to do is you have to explain to people the extent to which those things are not within your control and therefore are contributing to matters that you are unable to accomplish because of it. So it's really a question of communication, transparency, and accountability when you are up against things you can't control. The problem in politics too often is politicians love to provide the impression that they are in control because that makes them appear powerful. And so they day trade on movements in the real world. And so when something moves in their favor, the oil prices go down, so BPL prices drop, et cetera, they say, look what we did. And so that sometimes is a trap. You can't be a day trader. You have to be an investor, and investors invest in the long run. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Turn your radio down, please. That'll kill the echo.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
All right, I'm good. Mr. Lang, I just want to piggyback off one of your texts. I was here waiting, and they really really expressed what I wanted to say. But I'm piggybacking on what you said. There's only one Hubert Alexander Ingram, and there's only one Lyndon Finland. So I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think, Mr. Minnis, if he had it to do, he would take back this statement that the Ingram era is over? And my grandmother always used to say, sometimes people just forget the ship that carry you through and sail you safely back to the land.
Okay, thanks a lot. Would he take it?
Would
he Buddy, I don't know. I honestly can't tell you. I don't know. Knowing what I have seen and observed in him, I don't think so. I think he would say the same thing again. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing? Just a quick question. Mm-hmm. I was having a discussion with a group of persons, from different political persuasions. There were a few persons in the COI that were there. And a common question I came across and I asked them, I said, listen, do you guys believe that you're going to win? And they said, one said yes, one said, yeah, we can make a good dent. I said, that's not the question I asked. I said, do you believe that you're going to win? And do you realize that at the end of the day, because I said to them, I said, listen, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that you're going to get the majority if you win, if candidates win? Do you believe that you're going to become the majority? They said, no. So I said to them, I said, if you don't believe at the end of the day that you're actually going to win all the necessary seats required to take over the government, and you're not going to be, if you don't do that, only a few are going to get in, then what are you doing? I mean, why are you doing what you're doing? And it was amazing to find out that the average one of them that didn't actually believe that they were going to win and didn't believe that they were going to be the majority, the opposition in the majority. So I just thought that was very interesting.
But I don't think not believing or believing you won't win is a reason not to try, because if you are a political party and you believe in the long run, then you also have to recognize the possibility that you could grow its strength and eventually get and arrive at your destination. But if you don't try, you will never get there. So the FNM took 25 years to become the government of the Bahamas. 25 years. And many of the elections they ran in before they won, they probably knew they wasn't likely to win. But if you can be a political party in the business of trying to win the government, you got to keep trying. That's just the bottom line. So not believing you won't win this time doesn't mean you won't ever win. It just means that you're realistic about your prospects this time and you keep trying. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up?
All is well. Now, you've made some very clear and important points in terms of understanding what we as voters should look for in terms of our promises that we make, me as a candidate and others, to persons, in terms of what type of change or what type of progress or performance we're looking to make as an MP over the next 5 years. And you said that the important is behind the promise, there has to be the plan. And so one of the things I pride myself for is writing plans, because you talk about the CAMS, the clear, achievable, measurable, and specific standard in terms of how you approach anything to make it viable. When you say, okay, I can promise lower light bills, so where's the plan to show that? Okay, I can promise I can feed you, where's the plan to show that? And so for me, and I say the gardener says, I build my whole campaign on plans. Plans to feed us, I guess, created an agricultural program in terms of looking at what if this war affects us and how are we going to now become less dependent on import.
Where are you running? Where are you running?
Garden Hills.
Okay. What's the name? Tell us the name.
Kareem Hanchil.
Okay, Brother Hanchil. Okay. And so you expect to be a candidate in the next election. I mean, I know you're a candidate now.
Of the chances this year? This time it's because of the data. When you look at statistics, over the last two elections, 2017 and 2021, speaks volume about what's the sentiment and feelings of voters on the ground. Okay?
Really?
In 2021, the FNM lost quite a bit of base in the last election versus what they had in 2017.
Well, 2017, what the votes the FDM got wasn't its base. It was its base plus. And most parties, when they lose, what they end up with is their base, maybe sometimes just a little less, but most times they end up with their base. But when they win, they don't win with their bass, because these parties' bass cannot make them win. You win with your bass plus.
So what you say to me is exactly what I understand, because based on dynamics, you have 2,000 persons in the last election that didn't vote in Garden Hills that registered. You had 944 persons voted for FNM, so we could say we lost the base, or that's what left of who stuck with the FNM and voted in that 2021 for Mario or for whomever. Then you have, for the FNM candidate, then you have Mario, didn't really lose that much base in 2021 because he was coming in as the choice. So that was almost like FNM was the government. People wanted to change. So he came in on a wave, on a ride, because there was only two options in terms of what the Constitution speaks of, which speaks of all options, both party candidates and independent candidates. Okay?
Right.
And so I'm listening.
No. You finish, because I gotta run.
No, so I'm just saying to any person, is the whole point is what I find in my little daily campaign walk is a lot of persons are interested in how could you practically come in with us and create opportunities, planning, and then execution that can now benefit not only just yourself, but also a whole wider community, not just a party or a group of a sect of people.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brother Angel. You represent yourself well, very clearly in your thoughts. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I appreciate that, my brother.
Okay. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. We're going to pay our respects to our sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
Ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love. Smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and melted cheddar. All on a buttery brioche bun. Crunch, bacon, cheese, flame-grilled flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new Barbecue Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Well,
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. Don't forget what's happening on the 27th of March, Fireback Friday. I see you all asked for this. We agreed to do it. Some people already got their tickets. So I'm expecting the rest of you all to go and get your tickets for Friday, March 27th. Man, I could just hear them licking off right now. Return of the Mac and playing for yours, Tevin Campbell and all. Oh, and I can see some of y'all shaking your shape. But hey, don't forget, you can pick your tickets up from Nassau Guardian anytime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you need some special arrangement to pay because your life just so busy, WhatsApp me. I'm sure we could work something out for you. WhatsApp me, okay? 439-3043. Some of y'all just spoiled. But I'll work it out for you, okay? This text says, Mr. Lang, should utilities be priced to make profitable? To be profitable rather than service oriented, I feel that light water healthcare should be priced, but not to make a profit, only for sustainability and affordability. Well, you could believe that if you live in a centrally controlled state, if you live in a free enterprise environment that believes in the profit motive, you know, that's a different story. But if the government it typically doesn't have a significant profit motive. Not significant, but it has a profit motive in the utilities it owns, largely because it is the thing that helps it the managers to work towards the sustainability. If you tell people, okay, just do it for no profit, you tinkering on the edge of continuous failure. Because imagine now, there isn't a significant profit motive in any of the utilities. And without that significant profit motive, you still have challenges of profitability and sustainability. Well, imagine if you don't have that. So I don't know about not having a profit motive. What you should try to do is to work the operations in a way that can keep prices as affordable as possible. The reality is you can work on prices as affordable as possible, or you can work on trying to grow an economy that enriches people significantly enough to be able to afford the prices that exist in an economy, all right? So you have a couple of things going on. I'm going to talk to you all about this one day this week. Because the reality is a big challenge in the Bahamas is our ability to significantly grow this economy in ways that help to prosper Bahamians more than they are prospering now. That's a big challenge. And so we have to talk about that, because any political party coming to Shivago Lang right now in the next election has to have a serious economic growth and prosperity plan. You notice what I said, right? A serious economic growth and the prosperity plan, not just growth. Because you can have growth that benefits just a few, not the many, and you can have growth that doesn't really generate the levels of prosperity that you need. And now the government alone isn't responsible for that, but the government is a significant contributor to that. And the question is, will anyone have a plan to do just that? Okay. Um, This text says, say, hi, Zhivago, I hope you are well. The only thing I heard from Dame Janet's comments is that there is a strong chance that the FNM will win the general elections and that it will be competitive. She is right on both accounts. I agree with you with that. Says, I do not recall any person in the FNM leadership or candidates say that this election will be a walk in the park. It seems the general view is that it will be close. That is all Dame Janet said. Absolutely. Absolutely. She said nothing that was fantastical. Nothing. And I participated in four elections. Four. Two as government and two as opposition. And I do not recall one time us in a room saying, "My, y'all know this can be a walk in the park, right? You know this can be a piece of cake." Not one single time. And I ran in 1997 when Ingram was at his peak of popularity in terms of having come off a government and a governance period that many people thought was successful. But even in that circumstance, you know what Mr. Ingram told me? He said, listen, every day I want you out there walking, knocking on doors, etc. Every day, full time. That's why we're going to help support your efforts because we want you out there every day. Well, if he thought it was a run in the walk in the park, why am I out there every day? Every day. In fact, sometimes people call him and say, you know, we ain't see that young man yet. He called me Zhivago Lang. So-and-so, tell me they ain't see you yet. I'm getting on there. Go see them. Why? Because he knew you have to make the effort. So sometimes we make comments because it's a part of a narrative that we are giving, and people take them to mean something beyond what they meant. But to be honest with you, like I said, and I think what this text is saying, same thing, is that that her comments were not anything fantastical, you know? Nothing to be disagreed with. But just, to me, not, you could have picked any number of things as a headline, and it would have worked. You know, that's how it goes. It says, Bahamas, can you imagine five more long years of Prime Minister Davis, Fred Mitchell, and Samuel Wilson treating us like crap in office enough? We need to send them home. This text said, but Lang, previous text saying that Donald Trump won't take out the Iranian new leader. So why Donald Trump don't take out himself and Bibi Netanyahu, which these two are a bunch of warmongers? Because I didn't read a text where anybody said anything about Donald Trump, eh? I must have missed something. This text is, Brother Lang, Donald Trump is the biggest letdown who I supported. We know what they bothering Iran for, that oil. Tell Trump his boy Bibi still missing after 15 days. This text is, Lang, with an independent candidate winning is still a loss to him or her. I will guarantee the government won't show him up unless he has his or her own money to fix the constituency in which he won. But fixing the constituency in the job, that's what y'all think the job is. So if that's what y'all think the job is, y'all keep campaigning and not fix the constituency up. This text is right. You better have your own money if you're in opposition. ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. When we come back, we'll wrap up.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Hey, Nassau, get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love, smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and melted cheddar, all on a buttery brioche bun. Mmm, crunch, bacon, cheese,
flame grill flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new Barbecue Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Young Bahamians, this one for you. If you're between 18 and 35 and you've ever had an idea to make money, to build something of your own, or to change your future, this is your chance. The Tourism Development Corporation is inviting you to step forward and be a part of the Blue, Orange, and Green Economy Pitch Competition. This is about turning your ideas into real opportunities. The Blue Economy, powered by our ocean. The Orange Economy, powered by culture and creativity. And the Green Economy, powered by sustainability and innovation. This ain't just a competition. This is access to training, exposure, funding, and access to the support you need to build something real. No matter where you're from, your idea matters. And we need young people like you to step up. You don't have to have everything figured out. You just need to start. Apply now. Step forward and build something that belongs to you. Visit tdcbahamas.com to apply.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon for these remaining moments of the show. Just remember what I said. There's the performance craft and art of elections and politics. And then there's the production value possibility. And they always have to be possibilities because both, all the parties are only now capable of offering you promises. Because elections are about the future. You can look at the past to see what the performance of people tell you about their capability. But the promise they are making to you is all about the future. And anything that they are going to do after election is about the future. So that's why we speak of the production value possibility. What do you want out of a party in government? You want production, you want value. Okay? Before they get elected, that production value is only a possibility. And so the question is, how possible is that production value given what you know of the people presenting themselves? And the policies they are presenting and the programs they are presenting and the projects they are presenting. You have to make a judgment on that. Again, there is the performance craft. There is that for sure. But then there is this production value. And your livelihood, your quality of life, your civility, your sense of peace and justice, your social and cultural integrity, all of that depends not entirely, but significantly on what the people in government do or don't do. And so if you want to be a sensible, thoughtful, critical thinking Bahamian, you have to know that everything about your life, in fact, many things about your life in the country is not entirely about what the government does or does not do, not entirely about what a politician does or does not do, but is significantly to, in some areas to a greater extent than others, significantly dependent upon what they do. And that you and I need to be able to divine, to discern what it is that we can wholly hold them responsible for, what we can mostly hold them responsible for, or what we can partially hold them responsible for. So let me give you an example. You can hold the government wholly responsible for, the institutions that they create and manage. Like what? Well, if you create and manage a hospital, I can hold you entirely responsible for that. You created it. If you create a ministry of education, a ministry of national security, I can hold you entirely responsible, not for crime or crime or crime, the results of crime, but for what the ministry does and for the effort it makes in crime fighting. I can hold you entirely responsible for that. Right? Again, not on the results. So I can't say every murder is because of you, every robbery is because of you. That's nonsense. But I can say, well, you ain't making enough effort here. You're making enough effort there. I can make a judgment. I can try to make a judgment on that. So that's, there are things that the government is wholly responsible for, entirely responsible for. Foreign policy, entirely responsible for. Entirely, not partially, entirely. What are things the government is mostly responsible for? There are some things. For instance, the government might be mostly responsible for the cleanliness of the island. Mostly. Because you can't stop people from dating it, but you could clean it up. And you could clean it up in a timely way. So you're mostly responsible for it. Not entirely, but mostly. And then there are things which the government is only, you know, partially responsible for, right? And among those things might be the level of employment in the country, because the government isn't running businesses, making investments, and only to the extent that businesses are being run efficiently and effectively, and only to the extent that they are, the more investments are happening, and more jobs being created, and pay and salaries being paid, and these kinds of things. Now, but partially the government's responsible for it because businesses may not be set up, one, because the government is too inefficient in processing applications. It may not be set up because the government's tax programs are prohibitive because they create more cost to people setting up business than people care to pay. Or it may be that government is too slow in processing investment applications from international persons. And so to the extent that those things are holding up economic activity is the extent to which the government may be impeding economic growth and prosperity in the country, right? And so we have to be able to hold the government accountable for what it should be held accountable for fully, mostly, and partially, or not at all. But too often times we just simplistic in our views. We run on and blame the government for everything. And then the government and the politicians come on and try and take credit for everything positive. You know how that go, right? Anytime something good happens and your child get A, that's because our program is working. Our policy, you ain't had nothing to do with that child getting no A. Nothing. Well, maybe the teachers who helped to train the child, not that, but they're in the private school. but the government will take credit for it. The politicians will. And then the minute something bad goes on, the same politician will tell you, well, you know, them people when they was in office left this here because yeah, we're just trying to fix it. And that becomes a standard play, right? Well, let them do that, but you have to sensibly be able to, and I have to be able to sensibly look at things and go, yes, this is the government's responsibility. No, that's not the government's responsibility. And when these people come to talk to you, hold them accountable for the things governments do, right? I could talk to you as a candidate about passing laws because that's entirely on you. Nobody else. There's no private sector participant in the House of Assembly. None. Right? If there's a public road and it is in disarray, Well, I can hold the government accountable for that because it's a public road. Who's supposed to fix the public road? The government is supposed to fix the public road. And the extent to which we can have those kinds of conversations is the extent to which we can make more sense of this political process when it happens. But if you want to sit down with the man or the woman and talk about the job you and your children need in government and the contract you and your children need and the government house you and your children, if that's all that it's about, well, you'll understand why most people are frustrated, because the government ain't gonna give most people jobs. The government isn't gonna give most people contracts, and the government isn't gonna give most people a government house. It's not gonna happen. Whether government change or don't change, it will not happen. And if somebody's making you that promise, tell them, well, you was listening to the Lang Show, man. Why are you coming to me talking to me with things what you cannot deliver on? You can tell them that. Tell them I tell you that. I don't care if it's FNM, PLP, or CRI. Tell them I was listening to Mr. Lang Show. Mr. Lang said, you know, I can't give most people jobs or government houses, etc. So to the extent that they promise your neighbor a job, a house, or a contract, is the extent to which they are unlikely to be able to promise and deliver it to you, because they can't give everybody jobs. And if you got 5,000 voters in a constituency, where you think the government could make sure every single one of them is straight? Really? Nonsense. But if you talk about the things governments are responsible for and look to get those things, then the government should be able to do those things, because that's the government's job. This text is, Mr. Lang, can the economy grow with World War III looming in the background? I fear that influential individuals such as yourself may want to offer up self-sustaining alternatives, backyard farming, buy in bulk, invest in solar energy, and other examples. You're talking about something for another day. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening today. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I trust you have a fantastic afternoon. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Don't forget, get your tickets. Bye bye Friday, 27th March, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Nassau Guardians is where the tickets are on sale. And don't carry any cards. You can only carry cash. They're not going to take cards. So cash only, okay? Have a wonderful afternoon.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.